This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Keep my spirits high. Find happiness by and by. If it takes a lifetime. I got too far from.
Try and play along with Hoffman's brain. Yesterday was Easy Valentine's Day. This one, you're not a country guy, so it's got to be theme more than anything.
It's not really a theme. I guess it fits. Right,
I overthought it. Okay.
No, but it fits what we just had. It takes a lifetime. You know, kind of a sad song about a business closing. Sometimes there's just a whole beds folder that originally Gardner put together. I've added to it. And sometimes there are days I'll just scroll through and click on songs. And if I just kind of like how it feels, I'll put it in there. And that song, I liked how it felt. Yesterday, one of the songs was very meaningful because it was the first dance between my wife and I at our wedding. That was a You Are the Best Thing by Ray Lamontagne.
I saw you tear up.
To put that song in there. I didn't tear up, but I like that song.
Hollywood Casino Press Box. Martin Kilcoin here till 1. Coveted hour when things really heat up. That's at 12 o'clock. We'll talk to Frank. It's really a... kind of an honor for Frank. He'll be on my show, and normally I'm kind of on his show.
Well, it kind of fits a recent theme of Charlie being on the hard line with Cam yesterday instead of the show that his name's on. Frank will be on the midday grind. Yes.
Charlie refusing our request yesterday. He actually texted back and said, sorry, I'm already committed to doing Cam's show.
And Charlie was on TMA, I believe, 2 days ago. Talking briefly
I see how it is
with the guys, so yeah,
we're sharing the wealth. This development I noticed last night, Jeff Fisher is back on Twitter, and if you look at his timeline, it's actually him, because he talks about how his favorite thing is either to go fishing or to be on an NFL sideline, and his old tweets are all Titans or Rams. It's definitely him.
What's his handle?
I think it's at Jeff Fisher, at Coach Fisher. He tweeted out last night on Valentine's Day a picture, and it was Michael Scott and the group from The Office, and it was one of those I Heart Dunder Mifflin, and that's all it was.
I Heart Dunder.
It's a picture of the gang at The Office, and I guess that was his Valentine's Day tribute. But and right before it, he had retweeted or commented on something about Merrill Hodge being a great guy. It was clearly him. But I'm thinking this could open up a whole new avenue for us. If Fish is going to get active on Twitter, maybe start critiquing other coaches. Maybe say, hey, St. Louis, how about that Demoff? You know, maybe we can poke him a little bit and
maybe
get him to say some things.
I wonder if he's trying to almost rehabilitate himself a little bit, because he kind of became something of a, I don't want to say sap, but kind of late when he was just 7-9, 8-8. That's what he was known for. If he goes on Twitter and just takes pictures of himself like fishing in Montana or doing whatever he does out in the wilderness, I think he might be more likable that way.
Yeah, I never thought he was unlikable. I've always said that I like dealing with him. Everybody loves being around him. His resume, the 7-9, became a bit of a caricature. I don't know if I would tweet out pictures of me fishing. I would me looking at like playbooks and like if you want to get back into the game, I think I would be at a combine with my little clicker and my notebook. I don't think I would say, look at me hunting grizzly bears. But I'm just hoping maybe he'll dive in some, you know, mocking Demoff waters. That's my only hope for this. You got to have hope, right? That's the goal. 5 for Frank is actually going to be in the 12 o'clock hour today. And one thing we'll dive in with him is the payroll discussion, which became a big topic with the idea the Cardinals are cheap, the idea that the Cardinals can't afford Bryce Harper or that their payroll is set. We've actually got the numbers where they fall over the last few years. I shouldn't say we got the numbers. I texted Hoffman and said, can you print these numbers?
This is Frank calling me right now on the air. I want to yell at him.
Wow, that's great.
He's calling me during the show.
Brian, it's Frank. Frank, you whispering doesn't help because we're actually on the air back here. But we'll get into some of that with Frank. Great sponsors of this program include
McBride and Sons and the McBride Homes Union Stimulus Program is back. McBride has teamed up with the local construction unions to bring you the best home buying opportunity of the year. Buy now and get McBride Homes' best deal on a new home, plus get an additional $2,000 to $10,000 cash for use at closing from the local unions. This offer is only available during the month of February. They have over 40 communities across Metro St. Louis with homes in every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Once again, visit McBrideHomes.com for details on the union stimulus program. Martin, tomorrow, the Cajun Cook-Off down in Soulard. The area's best Creole cooks come together to serve you up a heaping platter of fun. Sign up now if you think you have what it takes, or if you just want to eat, you can buy an all-inclusive pass that includes cooking demos from celebrity chefs, a whole lot of Cajun food, an open bar to quench your thirst, and boot-stomping tunes straight out of the Big Easy. If your stomach is growling, head on over to stlmardigras.org now to pick up your all-inclusive pass and make sure to come hungry. And if you have bad eyes, call Dr. Michael Jones. 1-866-260-EYES. Cataracts, LASIK, he's the guy to go to. Board-certified ophthalmologist and assistant professor at St. Louis University. Michael Jones.
I think Chuck and I are now even because he said, do you need me to hop on? And I said, no, we've got Frank. So I think now we're totally even. By the way, it's almost noon, and it's not snowing yet, folks.
So
okay?
If you want to bring us food, you can.
We're still here. We have not closed down the offices yet. We're still here. In fact, we're going till 1 with the coveted hour. And before Plowsy goes, I think we dusted over it too quickly. Illinois has looked really good lately. I know
that 8-9 seed's becoming more and more reality.
Hey,
get us that show off.
No, you mock, but I wonder if you can keep those freshmen next year. Boy, if they played the bragging rights game tomorrow, it might not be pretty. Io DeSumo is a stud. And then Georgie Vashanishvili.
Yeah, we call him Georgie because nobody can really. It's like Giannis. You just call him the Greek freak. It's just easier that way.
A couple of times during the game. Now, Brian Barnhart, the play-by-play guy, says his name throughout. But every once in a while, he'll just say, and Georgie V. I think he just wants to save
himself. When you're in a hurry and you're probably
Georgie
not
v.
thinking about it.
If those two, are they on any mock drafts? Because if they could come back together, you got something there.
Only one I saw had IU around 27 to 40, around that late first, early second. He still got a. I imagine he knows he has to beef up about 20 pounds. That's why I love about this run is two freshmen are carrying it with the recruiting class you got. You have the potential there if you can keep these guys around.
I mean, I think a month ago we kind of dismissed them, and now you're like, this thing is, and you just wonder, did the flip switch, is Underwood, you know, you were like, well, I don't know if he's the guy. Now you're like, well, maybe they're building something. And if they get some recruits plus this young group, there's only one senior on that team. They won at Ohio State first time in 10 years. And there was a stat, I think, at that building, the Buckeyes were like 162 and 28 or something crazy.
They've certainly, as an Illinois fan, they have dominated us for as long as I can remember. Even with the 05 National Championship team, they were the one that ruined that undefeated season because I think they beat Illinois at the last game of the year at Ohio State.
And as a reminder, we are your home of the Illini. I think we whispered that a couple weeks ago. We are the home of the Illini.
Yeah. And the Grizzlies.
You know, 101, you can add the Blues. We got the Illini. They're riding high. Also, the Mizzou women did take down Mississippi State. Billiken's home tomorrow. LaSalle is here, and Earl Austin, Dr. Shavitz, all part of that Hall of Fame. And what else? There's stuff going on all weekend, right? How about that? There's your weekend platter. Next, we'll check in with Frank. A little baseball talk coming up on the Midday Grind.